Good evening, Rabbi Isai. Tonight, Shir, let's see how much we're going to cover. We're not going in with any numbers, with any amount. We're going in with an open mind. Last week, we started the topic of Erevin. And our objective was last week to understand why Rav Moshe was against, in Manhattan, of opening up an Erev. This year is being sponsored by Zalbel Perlman. If we could understand that when it comes to doing mitzvahs, Zavel's not running away from them. So this year is given by Zavel, but I'm saying it's in honor of Zavel.
Can't do that. For being a sponsor, you can't say that.
Zavel says I can't say it. I beg to differ.
What's the occasion? You have to give a reason why.
I said for full sponsorship.
All right, Zavel. Zavel, what's the reason?
Anyway, so I was going to a job in Muncie last night, right? Mm-hmm. This is for a party planner. For the party planner, it's only job.
Wow.
Okay. So I've done a couple jobs for the party planner before. And, you know, very nice woman, very nice whatever. She told me that she's hiring a party planner for her party, so I'm going to need a new party planner for potential business also. Okay? So the point that I should be at the job. As I'm driving, I'm like 13 miles away, and the light of my battery light goes on the 18, and my car is like, and I'm praying to Hashem, at least if he's going to die, let me at least get to the job. Or close enough, I can take my ice cream machine out and get it, you know? Because I'm like, well, how's it going to look? I messed up the job for the party planner's person herself. How's it going to look for the person who she hired as well, right? And I had a lot of things going on. We had airbrushing, we had ice cream, we had a whole bunch of stuff going on. So possible loss of parnasa as well. So I'm just driving and driving and praying.
The Hashem,
we're going to get to the job. Okay, I'm like a block away. I get into the driveway and say, okay, first I got a great parking spot. That's also like a mountain miracle.
The alternator.
Okay, so I'll wait. So now I got to kill it. So at this point, I had an extra worker with me. Okay, and I was debating, you know, at the time even, did I even need an extra worker? I said, you know, I have an extra worker, it's not the end of the world to have, right? Good to have. So now we have to how to worry about AAA. So luckily I have AAA, okay? So now I have AAA, but AAA says, you know what, we could be 2 hours, 3 hours. They call me up and they say, sorry, we can't take your car tonight. We don't have anybody who can drive Staten Island tonight. So I said that's BS.
You're being recorded.
Yes. So I said I pay full membership. It should be about my service. So I said I have a job tomorrow, right? I go, I got ovens in there because I have a job today for pizza and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on here? So they're like, boy, you mean you have ovens in your car? You can't have anything in your car. Everything has to be emptied out of your car.
They
tell me. But what? Who tells me to kill like this lady with such a whatever?
Okay. Or a shanta.
I'm not a nice lady, okay? But it's just all I get along. So I said to her, I said, well, regardless, I said, I'll empty out the car. I told her, I'll forget, I have to come back today, whatever, I'll get it. Meanwhile, to make a long story short, okay, they said, they found the AAA driver to come. They said it's going to take about 2 hours or so. I said, perfect, I'm at the job anyway. I have my equipment there, I still got to get it home somehow, okay? And I still have to get home somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So meanwhile, we got the AAA guy. He didn't even look in the car. So I loaded everything in quick. Monish, the second, maybe like 2 minutes after I loaded the car up, that's when he came. If he would have seen me loading the car up, he would have said something and not taken the car or not taken my equipment. Mm. And meanwhile, I had my other worker there.
Right? He brought you back.
Yeah. No. But then I was still at the job. I was prepared for him to just go with the car. And that's it. I couldn't leave. If the job, if he would have come an hour earlier, okay, my guy would have gone with him to drop the car off, and I would have been stuck in Muncie.
Or he came at the end of the job?
The Monish came after, not at the end of the job, after I already loaded and packed. It was perfect timing. So whatever, so it's an alternator, whatever, but Baruch Hashem got the job done, party planner happy,
the party plan, the party plan.
I'm happy, and you guys are happy.
I am. Right?
Thank you, Hashem.
Why do you think Hashem did it all? Just
over the song. You pay for AAA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Today, you know, we're still waiting on their thing. They don't have a truck available.
All right. So let's talk about the Eruv. What we spoke about last week was we explained the Gemara. The Gemara brings down a very famous statement from Rabbi Yochanan. I'll give a quick recap, an important recap. Rabbi Yochanan said on Yerushalayim that if the doors wouldn't be closed at night, there would have been a Rishus Harabim. And why is it so important? Because Manhattan, Rav Moshe says, is the same halachic status as Rishus Harabim. Meaning, Rav Moshe is saying that even if you have walls around Manhattan, it would be like walls around Yerushalayim. Okay, well, let's say there is a wall around Yerushalayim. What happens to it? Rav Moshe brings down one Rashi where she's Medayik, that the walls will not make it into a Rishus HaYachid. So all the walls will do is make it into a Karmelis, which means a Rishus HaRabim midirabono. So therefore, Rav Moshe is Medayik from this Rashi, which others show a different Rashi that says not like that, that you cannot make a place like Yerushalayim into a Rishus HaYachid. And Manhattan is like that. Why is Manhattan like that? So Rav Moshe said a tremendous chiddush. His main chiddush was that since Yerushalayim have people coming from other areas, and they will not know that Yerushalayim is mutter to carry because it has walls in it. They're not looking at the walls. They're just carrying. They may come back to their own communities and carry. This is a chiddush that Rav Moshe is saying. Yerushalayim, the reason why you can't carry in it, even though it has walls. Again, this that Rav Moshe is saying that you cannot carry in Yerushalayim, even if it has walls, is in itself debatable. He's reading that in Rashi. He's deciding that that's what Rashi says, although Rashi himself doesn't say it. We brought a different Gemara which says clearly that they were able to carry in Yerushalayim if they made an Eruv. Again, the Eruv means the walls themselves create the ability to now make an Eruv Chatzeres. But Rav Moshe is saying, no, you can't. Why can't you, says Rav Moshe, in Yerushalayim? Because if you're in another place and it doesn't have walls around, you're going to think, well, in Yerushalayim I could carry. Well, yeah, because Yerushalayim has walls in it. So therefore, there's a gzeira. Says Rav Moshe, Manhattan is the same thing. People are coming from all over Manhattan. And people might think, just because you could carry Manhattan, that would allow you to carry another place. And it's not true. Maybe the only reason why you're able to carry Manhattan is because there's walls. But being that in other places there aren't walls, you wouldn't be able to. Therefore, says Rav Moshe, because of this gezerah, you're not able to carry a Manhattan in the air of work. This is one of Rav Moshe's big chiddushim when we said last.
What says an island? You want to carry because they come from other places.
And on this,
here is the Reish or the Rabbanon.
Well, it's only a the Rabbanon to begin with if it has walls in it. According to one shita, he also brings down the Rashba. The Rashba says that if you have a plot here, which is a public marketplace, even if there's walls around, it won't be able to help the public marketplace. And Rav Moshe wants to say Manhattan perhaps has a din of a plot here because everybody's moving around. Okay. But that Rashba is Nitzchal Halacha, really. We don't really take that Rashba very seriously. Not that it's not a Shita, it's a Rashba, but not Halacha. But this is that, the Kaddish from Rav Moshe. And it had many, many Poskim going crazy and getting really upset, because basically what Rav Moshe did was he made up a gzera that was never said before, and he's saying that in Rashi. So that was what we spoke about last week. Really, really mind-boggling Rav Moshe Taka that he said. Now,
because we have an Arab anywhere, because people carry.
Exactly that point. Like, what makes a person decide when, yeah, He's just saying in Yerushalayim, because it was such a big melting pot, so to Manhattan, such a big melting pot. And then he says, in Flatbush, regarding the Flatbush Erev, since Flatbush may not have a din of Rosh Hashanah because it doesn't have 600,000 people, which we are going to explain a tiny drop of that this week, Shir. But Rav Moshe says that since people may think, even though it doesn't have 600,000, but since it looks so close to Manhattan, we have to make a gezeira in Manhattan as well. Because if you're going to carry a Flatbush, you might carry Manhattan. You can't carry Manhattan. Now, which means Rav Moshe did like this. He made up that he's a gezeira in Yerushalayim. He made on that a gezeira in Manhattan, and then he made that another gezeira in Flatbush. Huge, huge chiddush that is a very, very, very big chiddush. Now,
you do have Ocean Park there.
Now,
if you don't carve, according to the Moshe, then...
So let's get to... We really have to understand what exactly is a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. What constitutes a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? So Rashi brings down, and we spoke about this last week, that Rashi says one of the criteria of a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin is that you have 600,000 people in it. Why 600,000 people in it? Because the Midbar has 600,000 people in it. Tyson says, what is 600,000 people in it? Tyson asks, what do you mean? That's only between 20 and 50. And there's ladies and there's children. I mean, how could you say that? And the Ramban brings down himself. Rashi says a few places about the 600,000 people. There is no clear Gemara that says it. Meaning, no Gemara says that you need 600,000 people in order for it to be considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, which means it's a big Chumrah. Because you could say it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin even without 600,000. Rav Moshe is going along that you need 600,000 because Shulchan Aruch comes along and says you need 600,000 in one of the days, one of the views of the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramban himself is bothered by it. He says, if Rashi is right, why wouldn't there be an actual Gemara that says it? There's no actual Gemara that says in order for Rosh Hashanah Rabbin to be Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, you need 600,000 people. There isn't a Gemara like that. The Gemara says, what are the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? Asratia, which is a highway, a platia, which is a big marketplace, and Muvois HaMefulashim, which is streets that are connecting, that are open from one side to the other. Right? That's what the Gemara says. And a midbar, maybe a midbar, there's a lot of people there. But the Gemara doesn't speak about 600,000. So that piece, meaning if, and there's a day in Shulchan Aruch that says we're not makpid on 600,000, that means it's much stricter, much more easy for it to be a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, just to appreciate that. Now, the question is that everybody wants to know what exactly does 600,000 mean? Okay, we are the 600,000 people. We are the 600,000 people. That's where do they have to be situated? Are these what makes it a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin? That they're not the houses are Rosh Hashanah. So it's not that they're in their house. So where are they? On the street. Okay. Do you need them 600,000 in one street? So Rav Moshe,
that wouldn't even be.
And even says he's machilig on the Hashem.
Must be more than once.
Rav Moshe's big chiddush is, which is not such a big one here. I'm going to tell you a secret. I heard from somebody who told me, I can't say it over in his name, but he said that if you could carry in Yerushalayim today, you could carry in Manhattan, because the halachas of Erev are come out the same, the way. And in Flatbush. Now, I'm not saying everybody in Eretz Yisrael, unless you're a brisker, everybody uses the Erev. It's the Vadat Erev. But we'll have to see. The objective of this year is just to go through a few more of the things that Rav Moshe says. So we're talking about the 600,000. So Rav Moshe's Shita on the 600,000 is that in the city, if you have 600,000 people on the streets of the city, you don't have to have them all in one place. That's considered enough in order for it to be. You don't have to have 600,000 on the street, one specific street.
The
area of Yud Beis Mill, there's 600,000 people on the street, which in one tshuva he says that if you have 3 million people who live in the community, so then you could assume that there's 600,000 people on the street. That's enough for it to be able to be considered a Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say that. Listen to the words of the Shulchan Aruch. Ezer Rosh Hashanah. So he said if there's a street that's 16 Amma, that don't have a wall, and it's open for, they're completely open. That's Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say a word about 600,000 people. That's Rashi Chiddush. Then Shulchan Aruch says, V'yesh Oibrim, Shekhal Shein Shishim Riboy Oibrim by B'chol Yom in Rosh Hashanah. As long as you don't have 600,000 people going there B'chol Yom every single day, it's not Rosh Hashanah. Now, by the way, you want to know why, if you see a person, and you're going to call him a firmy that he's Makbun on the Arab, just understand, the first day of Shulchan Aruch says you don't need 600,000 people. If you have a street that's 16 Amas, that's 30 feet, which is Harold Street, then it's Rosh Hashanah. Just understand. That it's talking not so pashut. Meaning, but Lamaisa, many Rishonim say that you need 600,000 and Tezai Amas is not good enough.
The move says that currently you don't have a Rosh Hashanah.
Now,
because there is no
600,000. After this year. Now, that's the Mishnah Berurah. I just want to bring out, to appreciate this. L'inyan halacha, according to Mechaber, he says in the Yesh Emen, the halacha is that we really don't hold of this thing. We don't have a koyach to be able to be moich against the people that are soymech on this. Meaning, the world was soymech on this. And Mishnah Berurah is saying, you can't, but a Baal Nefesh should be machmer on himself. Ramesh says a Baal Nefesh should be machmer on Kol Stam. Ramesh says a Baal Nefesh should be machmer on opening up Baal things on Shabbos. Well, Chayra, that Baal Nefesh, you want to know what the taich of a Baal Nefesh is? Many people have asked me that question, and I'll tell you the answer that I believe is the emes. Baal Nefesh means a person who has a soul. We all have a soul. If you don't have a soul, that is a pretty bad thing. Baal Nefesh means a person who is aware of his Nefesh. He's like busy with his soul. He's living a very holy life. That person should be machmer. A person who is, when we're going into business and we're busy and we're jobs and nahin and then turn, are we busy thinking about our Nefesh? Are we thinking about our Neshama? A person is busy thinking about our Neshama a lot. An elevated individual should be more machmer. But Lamaisa, yes. But today you have to know. Okay, no, I didn't say that. No, but yes, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Shulchan Aruch still says, "Lenny, you said they have to be every day." Mishnah Berurah says, "I chipasti." Listen to this; it goes wild, Rabbi Yisrael. Mishnah Berurah writes, "I checked all of the Rishonim, and I didn't find this condition that it has to be every day. Meaning, it has to be every single day. Who says it has to be every day? It could be." One once a week. It has to be around 600,000.
By the way, does that Shishim Ruh have to be 600,000 or 2 million? Or what is the maskana on that?
600,000. They ask on the Mishnah Berurah, they don't understand this. They're like, what? The Ramban clearly says that in the name of the Sefer Trumas, that has to be every single day. How could the Mishnah Berurah say that? The Pasti, Chol Rishonim, and the Beis Yaitim himself brings it down. So they say it's a pella on this. But what's the question? The question is, if you look at the lashon of the Mechaber says, "Ezo Rosh Hashanah." So if it is Sheshiv Oivrim Boy, in it, what is in it? What is in it referring to? The street that's Oivrim Boy, in the street. So Ramesha is asking a question on himself. He says, I'm saying you don't need 600,000 in one street. If you have it in the perimeter of the Machne Yisrael, which was Yud Beis Mill on Yud Beis Mill, however many thousand Amos, a mill of 2,000 Amos, Okay.
12 miles.
No, but...
No, it was like a mile, close to a mile.
No, it's 4,000, close. Whatever, oh, half, a little more than half. Says Ramesha, in the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma, it means in the street, the specific street itself. Says Ramesha, I don't believe it. We're matcha, it's not true, you don't need that. So Ramesha basically just says in his Lashon that you don't need 600,000 like on Ocean Parkway. It's not necessary. Meaning, if you have in the streets 600,000, so even a street that won't have 600,000, like a side street, that will also be a Rosh Hashanah. This is what Ramesha says. That is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush.
He says that it's located on the infrastructure equipment. He says $8 to people.
This is a big chiddush that Ramesha says. Ramesha says, but in the highways, you do need 600,000 on the highway itself. On the highways, you need 600,000. Now, Ramesha has two riyas that he says. One right is from a place called Milo Space Maroin. Milo Space Maroin was the Gemara brings down the Erev and Dustin of Amid Beis that it was a very narrow path that in some parts of the path you couldn't walk. It had to be single file. So it says Ramesha. The Gemara says it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. How is it Rosh Hashanah Rabin? You could not possibly have 600,000 people, even if people would be walking all day. Says Ramesha, what's up, Shah? Miles away tomorrow was in a city, and once in the city, in all the streets together, in a perimeter of 12 mil, 600,000. And Ramesha's point is that when they were in the Midbar, they didn't have 600,000 people all at one time in the streets all at one time. In one street all at one time. They didn't have all 600,000 people in one street at all at one time. It's not possible. That didn't happen like that. Therefore, since they're all together on the street, so that will make it that all the streets have Rosh Hashanah. That's a big chiddush that Ramesh is bringing down, and that makes it that all the streets of Manhattan are going to be considered Rosh Hashanah, even the ones that don't have 600,000 people going in on the street itself, even that part. This is what Ramesh says. One of the proofs he brings down is from a Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos said that Machna Leviyah is Rosh Hashanah. Machna Leviyah is Rosh Hashanah. That's Machna Leviyah is the place where Moshe Rabbeinu lived. Why? Says Ramesha, says the Rashi, why is it Rosh Hashanah? Because everybody was by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now this seems not like Ramesha Feinstein. Why? Because Ramesha Feinstein said, you don't need everybody in one place. You don't need 600,000 people coming in one place. And he's Matka the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, Oivrim Boy, in the street. He says it doesn't mean that. Why? Rashi says, why is it Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? Because everybody by Moshe Rabbeinu. So we see it has to be everybody in one area. After Moshe Feinstein on himself, says Ramesha, nah, that's not what Rashi meant. But Moshe's Matchad Rashi says, I will prove it to you. Because if everybody's by Moshe Rabbeinu at one time, why do they need Chatzaitreis? Why do they need trumpets to be able to blow and gather Klal Yisrael? Everybody's there. Everybody's coming. Everybody's there. Says Ramesha, obviously, that doesn't mean it. Rashi never meant to say it. All Rashi meant to say, and he says, I don't even understand how to read it in Rashi, but he says, Machna Leviyah is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because everybody's Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean that. It means that why did everybody not go in? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu stay outside of his house? Because everybody wanted to be next to Moshe Rabbeinu. But somehow, Rashi's not translating, although it seems from the Pasha Taitu Rashi that he is, that Rashi's not trying to translate why Machna Leviyah is Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. It was Rosh Hashanah Rabbim even before that, because in Machna Leviyah, Machna Yisrael, he was all those 600,000 people. Remember, those people were people that weren't in their houses the whole day. They were really out of their houses. So this is a big Yisrael that Ramesha brings down, and that's a very strong reason why it's considered Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, because there's 600,000 people even not on the street. That's the chiddush from Ramesha, where people go nuts on and they don't know what to do with themselves. They're like Ramesha is also he's saying such a chiddush like that. That again, the Ramesha is making it that all streets, five streets in a 12. What do you mean? My street doesn't have 600,000 people going through it. It's a small street, just small streets in Manhattan. They're small streets. That's what makes it. Chochnar doesn't say that. Chochnar says. Call any street, Shane Shi, Oivrim Boy, in it. It doesn't say the city. The Rosh Hashanah is not talking about a city. Eizu Rosh Hashanah Rabim Rochoyvoy Sushpakim. Street. It's not talking about city. It's talking about the street. The street that have 600,000 people in the street. Ramesh is saying the city that contains all the streets in it. That is the chiddush that Ramesh is saying. Okay, it's a strong chiddush, but Ramesh holds that very, very strong. That's another piece. Don't have to be all together in one area. That's his point. So Ramesh first wants to say in the houses, then he changes his mind. He says, no, the houses are not good enough. They have to be that they're in the street. If you have 3 million people. That's where you like. Here are, right now? That's a very good question. That's a very good question. He's holding that they're in the street. What can I tell you?
You have people from other areas going to Manhattan.
So that was another svar that he said. But his point is, okay, so that piece, very good question. You think it's not a joke. There's a big machlokes between the Sama Rebbe and Ramosha. Is being in a car considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or not? So the Sama Rebbe held that being in a car is considered that you're not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. And Ramosha held that being in the car doesn't take it away. The question is, in the Midbar, they didn't have cars. They were outside. But Ramosha holds that being that it's just moving from one place to another place, it's not something that's stationed in one area. Ramosha holds that that's not considered Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and therefore cars are considered a chelik of the people that are combined. That's a very important piece. As part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Yes. Very, very, very...
To those who hold by the ears of Papash, what are they holding?
We'll get to it. Yeah, we're going to get some coolers. I'm not... Remember... The point is, it's very hard for me. When Ramosha has a very, very strong Chumrah and he's extremely strict on it, very hard to go against. Ramosha, when it came to Chol Stam, was Mekel. And then he said to me, Machmer, and then he said to me, Mekel. Okay, it wasn't clear. He clearly wasn't clear. He clearly wasn't clear how Machmer a person has to be. Nobody could say that they know in Ramosha. Look in the Tshuva. And when it comes
to Chol Stam.
And when it comes to Bottle Cap, but when it came to Eruv, he was, it's usher. Just understand, Ramosha was not, when it came to IVF, Ramosha was Mekel. When it came to things, he was Mekel. But when it came to Erevin, he wasn't bending. So it's very hard to be Mekel when I see that. You want to know if other Rabbanim were Mekel? Yes. But it's hard to give coolers when he's like, he wrote so much about it and he wouldn't budge anything. Another thing he says, by the way, if you want to know what Lashon they wrote on him, they wrote like this. They said, this that Ramosha is saying that going in a car doesn't take away the Rosh's Rabbin. It's halacha l'Moshe Masinai. Halacha l'Moshe. That's what they said on him. They didn't mince words on him. There's other words that I don't know if I would want to tell you.
There's some people that were against
them. Yeah, they mamish. Now, another piece, I want to bring down another piece that Ramosha says, which is very interesting, is a shita, another shita that you have to be machmer. Ritva bring down the shita to Ramban. The Ramban says that any time that you can't see the actual machitza, it doesn't make it into a shasar yachid. If you have a mechitza, let's say it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid, not like the way he was saying before that in Yerushalayim it won't help you because of him, and Manhattan won't help you because people are coming from other places. Let's say it does help you. Let's just review what we just said. You have walls surrounding Manhattan. Ramesh is saying the walls are not helping you, like the same way it didn't help in Yerushalayim because people are coming from outside. One big Chumrah Ramesh says. Another Chumrah Ramesh says is that the whole Manhattan is considered 600,000. Even the streets that don't have 600,000 people in it coming at one time. That was a huge Chumrah that Ramesh says. Second Chumrah. third chumra Moshe is saying is I have another reason to be very, very machmer, which is that the Ritva bring down in the name of the Ramban that if you cannot see the mechitzas, if you can't see the walls, it's not considered a Rosh Hashayachid, if you can't see the walls. What does it mean that you can't see the walls, says Ramosha? Listen to this. What does it mean you can't see the walls? Says Ramosha, see the Gemara Mechiris. The Gemara Mechiris says that when it comes to Meiser Behema, so what does Meiser Behema mean? You have a flock, and every 10% of the flock. So what's considered a combination? So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Kimloi regal behemaroya, like the amount of the feet of the shepherd. How much is that? Tezayim mil. Okay? Tezayim mil? Tez Ramayisha, what's the shot of Tezayim mil? Because Tezayim mil, the shepherd can't see. The shepherd could see up to Tezayim mil. By the way, some of the Achrayim explain Tezayim mil, the mil is 2,000 amos. 4,000 feet. Times that by 16. It's 16 times 4. 64,000, right? 16 times 4 is 64.
Yeah,
four. So it's 16,000. So they... And the Mishnah is saying that 12 miles that you could see from all directions, is they could see it and they could have a handle on their animals, which is some Achrayim bring down that this is a Mishnah in Bechiris that they used to be able to see better than today. Says Rav Moshe, says Rav Moshe like this. Well, it could be Manhattan, Yoshim Alamed Bay's mill. So they ended up having to be 32 mil because wherever he's standing in the middle. And Manhattan be more than 32 mil. And since it's more than 32 mil, so the Mishnah over there is saying, the Ramban is saying, if you can't see the Mechitzas, it's not considered a Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this question. Ramban says, it's not considered Mechitzas, can't see. What is considered seeing the Mechitzas? Says Rav Moshe, I found the Gemara Mechitzas. Only Rav Moshe should be able to do that. What does the Gemara Bukhari say? Gemara Bukhari says, well, for Meister Behema, in order to be able to be considered part of the flock, how much do you need? Tezayin mil. Why? Because that's the amount that he's able to see. That's what he understands. So therefore, says Rav Moshe in Manhattan, it's more than Tezayin mil. So yeah, so how, you can't be made, but you can't be able to see it. That's what Rav Moshe says.
Is that
something
blocking it, or is it strictly
through distance? Somehow, Ramesh is saying strictly through the distance. And then he so others argue with Ramesh, and they say, first of all, this Ramban is one shita. Second of all, Ramban never meant that. And I don't know. Listen to the response of the Devi Menachem. He says like this. The ain't kavanosa. The Ramban doesn't mean actually physically being able to see it, that your eyesight could go so far. What he meant was, could you feel it? If it's something that you can't feel, if you don't feel like you're in an enclosed place, then it's not considered a shosayachid, even if you have walls. Now, if I would be standing in Manhattan, I don't think Manhattan has walls in it. But the Tiberi Menachem, that's the problem. You're starting off with Rav Moshe, you have to have a good rebuttal. His words are, this is what the Ritva is saying, Lafuke is to go against a midbar, a desert. A desert, if you're in a desert, so that can't be considered having, the walls don't do something for you because you don't really feel like you're the wolf. But Manhattan, maybe, yes. I have a hard time understanding that. Because either way you go, it's... And also he argues on the right of the Mechiris. The Mechiris, it doesn't mean that you could actually see. What he meant to say is that the amount of control that he has. Now, I don't understand how he has control of the perimeter of 12 miles. For me, it's mind-boggling how fast we'd be able to go one day. It's very hard for me. But he said it never meant actually that you could actually see it. What I meant to say is that it's close enough that he's able to be shoylit on animals. But akoponim, this argument that Rav Moshe brings down, they're arguing, they're saying, it's not about seeing that you can't see, it's about feeling. This is the Ritva saying, and in Manhattan, you could feel if you have walls around you. It's only trying to say when you, the Ramban is saying, when is it considered Rosh Hashanah, even though there's walls? When, like, you're in a midbar, not like a really, really open area that the walls. So that's another thing. One last piece that we're going to say regarding the Mechitzas is that, which we're going to, it's already 9:30, so we're going to miss the show. We're going to have to start about this next week. Rav Moshe had a problem with Chazon Ish. Because this is what we're going to have to talk about. It's a very complicated topic. But basically, what does make walls? So we're going to learn in Mitzvah next week that the Chazon Ish held a certain kula, that the way the houses are structured and put together, they'll cause a Rosh Hashanah to happen. Because to be able to actually make the Rosh Hashanah is very not simple in Manhattan. So I heard from the same person who told me that Yerushalayim is the same as Manhattan, that he heard from a good source that Rav Moshe secretly very much didn't hold of the fact that walls could even be created in Manhattan to begin with. But we'll have to talk about Mirat Hashem next week. Another piece to talk about is one of the criteria of Rosh Hashanah Rabin is Nevo'is HaMefurashim, streets that are open on both ends. So there's a big machlokes between Rav Moshe and others, Achrayim. What does it mean that they open on both ends? Do they have to be actually exactly equal distance, is that the right word, or exactly parallel to each other, or not parallel to each other? And that's also in the game in Hasidim. Rav Moshe held that as long as there's just openings, they don't have to be exactly like one straight road going from one side to the other side. Even if you're not a straight road going from one side to the other side, that's a big machlokes in the Achrayim. The Achrayim is saying that since the roads don't have going straight from one side to the other side, I consider Rav Moshe's arguing with that. That's another machlokes that we're going to have to talk about next week. Hakaponim va'isim, what we did this week is we said, now, just to answer one piece, one question is that we supposed to answer last week. Is the first thing we said was in Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, they didn't have an Eruv. Rashi says they didn't make an Eruv. Why didn't they make an Eruv? So Rav Moshe said, no. But remember, what does that mean? Eruv chaser. We call Eruv the thing that's not really an Eruv. Why Taka didn't they make an Eruv? So Rav Moshe is saying because they weren't allowed to. They weren't allowed to make an Eruv because of his cheshbonos. However, if you look in the Tosfos Yomtov, the Tosfos Yomtov brings it from Shah. He says, since the Yerushalayim were run by the Tzedukim, by Susan, the ones who didn't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, so Erev is a real halacha of Perish Shavapah. And therefore, they didn't allow an Erev to be burned, which is an amazing thing, because what do we see from here? We see that even in those times of Yerushalayim, he was fights about making an Erev. Even in the times of Yerushalayim, the Tzedukim by Susan, they said, no, we don't want an Erev to be built. That's not, we don't believe in such a zach. It gives recognition to be
able
to. Right. Eruv is a real sugya. So he says a very interesting thing that correction as far as Yisrael. First Yisrael brings down the bottom of them and Eruv procured that Tzedukim by Susan they didn't want the Eruv to be built. That's what we also said over last week, just to remind you that the Rambam holds that the reason why they didn't build an Eruv was because the Mishnah in Erevin says you can't build an Erevin in an entire city. You have to leave one side open. So what they're saying in the Rambam, what they explain in the Rambam, Rambam doesn't mean that they didn't make an Erevin. It means that the entire Yerushalayim didn't have an Erevin. So some of Yerushalayim could have had an Erevin.
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Yisai, I know it's a complicated study. I didn't have real printouts for you this week, but I felt it's important for us to be able to understand that it's a huge controversy here. But Hashem will end it next week. I wanted to already start Mr. Hashem, we'll continue next week. For Hashem, she's going to be with the car and the spark plug.
And
for that, this is a show. Sicher wurde man sein Mittelstand, aber mein Kopf ist mein Zirkel, er ist auf Jahr.